Lobsters in the Window by W.D. Snodgrass. First, you think they are dead. Then you are almost sure one is beginning to stir. Out of the crushed ice, slow as the hands on a schoolroom clock, he lifts his one great claw and holds it over his head. Now he is trying to walk, but like a run-down toy, like the backward crabs we boys waded for in the creek, trapped in jars or a net, and then took home to keep. Overgrown, retarded, weak, he is fumbling yet from the deep chill of his sleep, as if in a glacial thaw some ancient thing should wake sore and cold and stiff, struggling to raise one claw like a defiant fist, yet wavering as if starting to swell and ache with that thick peg in the wrist. I should wave back, I guess. But still in his permanent clench, he's fallen back with the mass heaped in their common trench, who stir but do not look out through the rain-streaming glass, hear what the newsboys shout, or see the raincoats pass.